I'm John McKee, editor of Messianic Apologetics, and this is Messianic Theology Explained. At least, we hope so. Works of Law. The term works of law, the underlying Greek ergon nomu, appears in the following Pauline passages. Galatians 2:16, three times, 3:2, 5:10, Romans 3:20-28. It is fair to say that a majority of Bible readers, when they encounter works of law being used in these places, they just assume it means observing the law, as a version like the NIV, New International Version, widely renders it. Yet anyone who has been involved in Pauline studies, New Testament theology over the past several decades, and even a few people who are not necessarily pastors or scholars, but who are interested in what more academically inclined study Bibles might be communicating in articles and annotations, have seen that there have been differing proposals regarding Paul's use of works of law as not, in fact, meaning just observing the law generally, but actually, when Paul used works of law, he may have been referring to something more specific. The closest extra-biblical parallel, which is encountered to the terminology ergon nomu in the Greek, appears in the Dead Sea Scrolls document 4QMMT, which employs Miksat Ma'aseh HaTorah. The statement, which has generated a huge amount of discussion among examiners across the spectrum, is, "Now, we have written to you some of the works of the law, those which we determined would be beneficial for you and your people, because we have seen that you possess insight and knowledge of the law." When one reviews the 4QMMT document in the Dead Sea Scrolls, what you mainly see is a summarization of various community or club rules pertaining to, among other things, ritual purity. And so, at the conclusion of the document 4QMMT, it is communicated that these are some of the works of the law, and mainly what works of the law would have involved for the Qumran community would have been their distinctive halakha, or Torah application. One of the major proposals, which has certainly stirred a lot of controversy in Pauline studies, seen in works such as The New Perspective on Paul Here by James Dunn, a compilation of his different writings and articles, and also, perhaps, this resource, Justification by N.T. Wright, is how they have mainly put forth the proposal that when Paul criticized works of law in Galatians and Romans, he wasn't criticizing the moral or ethical principles of the Torah, Moses' teaching, but rather he was focused on what they conclude were macro Jewish identity markers, mainly things such as the Sabbath, festivals, diet, and circumcision, and how those macro Jewish identity markers were not necessary in order to be reckoned as members of God's own, reckoned righteous. Rather, being reckoned righteous came by faith in the Messiah he had sent. So, what right and done have done for the discussion is gotten people off this idea that works of law was just doing the Torah generally. Instead, it was something more specific and more targeted. Now, when you look at how works of law was used in the Dead Sea Scrolls, you see how it pertained to the halakha of the Qumran community. And so, what was specifically targeted in Galatians and Romans? This is where I think many people in today's Messianic community would be seen to agree that the works of law which were being targeted pertain to the halakha requiring ritual proselyte circumcision of the various Greeks and Romans, non-Jewish believers, in order to truly be reckoned as members of God's own. To which the Apostle Paul would have said, no, being truly reckoned among God's own comes via placing one's faith in the Messiah and what he has accomplished in being sacrificed for human sin. Now, there's certainly much more to be explored and investigated regarding works of law in those passages from Galatians and Romans. And if you would like to know more, I wrote an article all the way back in 2009 entitled, What Are Works of the Law? And it was included in the paperback edition of the New Testament Validates Torah, which has just been updated, as easily seen by the new cover, which is green. So I recommend that you procure a copy if you'd like to see what works of the law involves, as well as some other important discussions. I continue to be very appreciative of those of you who contact me directly with a particular topic or issue we can address on Messianic Theology Explained. We've got the stack of index cards right here, and I'm doing my best to see us steadily go through these different issues. As always, on behalf of Outreach Israel Ministries and Messianic Apologetics, I would like to sincerely thank you for your ongoing prayers, encouragement, and donations toward all of our ministry efforts. Without you, we couldn't do any of this. We'll see you again soon with another installment of Messianic Theology Explained. Until then, may God bless you. Shalom. And take care.